Mixed Mornings with Kyle, Brian, and Sarah is brought to you by Sunrise Dental. Visit any of Sunrise Dental's four area locations or go to visitsunrise.com.
We cannot escape our weekdays without seeing something about the Trump trial going on
now. Oh, Lord. Yeah, that's true.
And for me, the most fascinating thing about it is the jurors and how they select a jury. And I've never been a part of a jury. I don't think you have either, Sarah.
I've been called and I have gone through selection, but I wasn't chosen.
All you got to do is tell them that you're breastfeeding and you're out.
Are you being funny right now?
No, I'm being serious.
I did not know that.
Kate was selected for jury duty in
October.
Was
she really?
Yeah, in October. And she was like, watch this. I am breastfeeding. My child needs me. And they were like, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Go ahead. You're done. You don't have to.
So I know there's a process behind the scenes, but we asked you on Facebook a couple days ago, have any of you ever been jurors before? And we have had so many fascinating stories.
Yeah.
One of those we wanted to share with you right now, we have Kristen Bachman, who was on trial. She wasn't on trial. She was a part of a trial several years ago in Durham County when she was only 18 years old. Can you imagine having that responsibility? Kristen with us right now. And by the way, for those listening, now listen to this case she's about to lay out in front of us and take a guess before she tells us if they found this person guilty or innocent. Kristen, please set the scene for us.
I had just turned 18 in Durham County and got called as soon as I turned 18, walked in there, and I was the fourth person to be up there chosen, and of course they go through each person and they ask certain things to try to figure out if you're the right person for the case. They don't tell you anything about the case and you're like, what in the world? They were asking questions like, what high school did I graduate from? They asked this one lady what school she worked at, go through the whole selection process, and then they tell you about this case. And so this case was about this 18-year-old boy who had broken into this apartment. He was charged with numerous cases of larceny, holding a gun to the head of a woman and her child, stealing some cash from her. There was several different things, some drug charges. It was pretty extensive. And so that was pretty much it. And so the case hearing took about 2.5-3 days. And then we had to go deliberate, and the deliberation only took for about maybe half of the day. But they tell you, you know, you go out for lunch, you can't talk to anybody. So you're pretty much like, what in the world? You feel like everybody's watching you and, you know, like you see on the movies, like, okay, somebody's gonna come get me.
Kristen, real quick, I have to say the fact that this was what you had in front of you when you were 18 years old making this type of decision, like, that is kind of wild to me. They're like, yep, this 18-year-old is who we want to be a part of the jury, you know? Like, that's a whole other conversation.
You probably thought, man, being an adult is really hard.
Yeah. I don't like this entry into adulthood.
Is this how it always is?
So, I don't know what you guys decided. So quickly, innocent or guilty? What are you going with here, Sarah?
Oh, well, I mean, I didn't hear the case, but my guess.
She just laid out some things in her. Told us some things.
Right. I don't know. What do you think, Brian?
I'm going to say guilty just because
But I don't
know
his. I didn't hear his side of it.
I'm only saying guilty because there were so many things that the person was charged
with. Good point. Based on that alone, I agree
That's
with
it.
You.
I want to go with being innocent. He's 18. They didn't have all the evidence in front of them. What happened, Kristen? What did you decide as a jury?
We found him guilty of everything but one, and the one thing we didn't find him guilty of was larceny of orange juice.
But he did take the milk.
Larceny was because of orange juice. He went in the kitchen and took orange juice out of the refrigerator.
And how many years was he sentenced for?
He had consecutively for 30 years altogether for each charge. So he's got about, I guess, 10 more years.
That's a pretty heavy thing to have to decide. I mean,
it was not easy. But after the fact, we found out that the other person that was with him actually had turned on him. So whether we found him guilty or not, he was going to be found guilty anyway.
I see.
So we actually did the right thing, I guess.
Kristen, the fact that you had a decision like this at 18 years old to make,
yeah.
is unbelievable.
How many cigarettes did you buy afterward?
Yeah. Kristen, thank you for this very fascinating story of what it was like for you being 18 and being on jury duty. Unbelievable. Kristen, thank you for the time this morning. You have a good day at work, okay?
You're welcome. Thank you.
Brian, if you were ever selected to be a juror, would you be able to lock it down on focus and like Dunkirk style, like the way you watch movies?
Mm-hmm.
Or would you get fidgety and lose your mind and have to do something? You know what I'm saying?
It's pretty boring.
It's so boring.
It's not like
hours
the movies.
Hours and hours.
It'd be both. The start, I would be like, yeah, here we go, baby. I'm in it. And then after an hour, I'd be golden retriever brain.
Kristen, thank you for sharing your story today. It's Mixed Mornings. Kyle, Brian, and Sarah.
Need a dentist that's both amazing and caring? Sunrise Dental checks both boxes with over 1,100 five-star Google-rated reviews. Handle all your family's dental needs in one office, from cleanings, x-rays, tooth extractions, crowns, and whitening. Ask about their dental implant plans. Stop into any of the four Sunrise Dental offices with locations in Raleigh, Durham, Chapel Hill, and their newest location in Cary at Parkside Town Commons. Let Sunrise Dental take care of you and your smile. Make an appointment today at visitsunrise.com.